step.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to the evening edition of the show. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight. Sorry, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. Meet Miss Lynn Fidmar. Lynn, this is my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Hey, hi, Mike. How are you? Very good,
okay.
Nice to be here.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Yes. Let me welcome those in the chat room, Cheryl and all of the guests. Welcome to the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com/talking-hyphen-smooth-jazz. Talking Smooth Jazz with hyphens in between. Our website is kind of down right now, so the easiest way, the alternative way to come into the chat room is to go to blogtalkradio.com/talking-smooth-jazz. You can also give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. St. Louis native vocalist Lynn Fidmar comes from a family of musicians, including a gospel group called Doris Frazier and the Fidmar Sisters. Her new CD, Lady, is a 10-song tribute to Miss Billie Holiday with guest artists Gerald Albright, Kirk Whalum, George Duke, Victor Bailey, Keith Fidmar, Christian McBride, Billy Childs, Brian Simpson, and Billy Kilson. Lynn Fidmar, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you very much. You didn't miss much. I see you did your homework.
Yes, ma'am.
I see you did your homework. You looked into the deep into the credits. You got my brother on there too.
Yes. And so I read this statement on your bio that says, hers is a life that took a turn that changed an ordinary life into what many would consider extraordinary. And when I started doing my research on you, I thought that is an understatement because I kept finding one interesting story after another on you.
Oh, really?
Yes. At least I think so.
Well, you know, I look at my life, it seems, I don't even think about the trips that I've made, the places. When I think about the places I've been, I think, oh, my God, that's crazy. But my life feels very ordinary. Like right now I took my daughter to her soccer game. I'm kind of like living an ordinary life under extraordinary circumstances sometimes. That's how it feels to me.
Okay. Well, I would like to start with your family of musicians. I mean, you come from wow, a big family of musicians. So let's start there. Tell us about that.
My aunt Doris is a very popular personality and gospel singer in St. Louis. She's a performer. You know, some people don't say performing in gospel music, but my aunt Doris is just naturally a person that grabs you and makes you look at her and sing with her. And, you know, so she's been around St. Louis with the Doris Frazier and the Fidmont Singers. My father had a family of 12 brothers and sisters, and most of them sang, everyone but my father and another one or two of his brothers and sisters. But, you know, everybody sang, so I didn't even consider it a special gift or anything. It was just something we all did. So that began my music influence, watching them in church. I didn't sing with them because I didn't really think I could sing especially well, but I had a musical life because they were always there. We were always singing, you know, around the house and just with different, different circumstances. So my cousin on my mother's side is a symphony conductor. He went to Oberlin and he was like a genius of music. His name is Leon Burke. He's still conducting like huge symphonies today. So I had it, I got it on both sides. My brother's a saxophonist and, you know, just kind of, I guess it kind of, I was the least of the musical talents, I think, in my family. They gave me piano lessons and I could never, you know, I never practiced. It's what I never did. But, you know, that was how I grew up thinking of myself in a musical sense. Not so seriously.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Well, let me ask you, well, when did you realize that you could sing?
Well, I did a play in high school. I was about 16, and the director asked me if I could sing, and I said, I'll try, you know, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I got a standing ovation, and that made me say, maybe I can do something. Maybe I can do something with this. And from then on, I just kind of kept getting opportunities. Opportunities just presented themselves to me instead of me seeking it out. I did a pageant. I didn't have another talent to do, so I sang a song. I almost won the pageant. You know, it was just a funny thing how we kept coming back to me singing. I majored in public relations in school. I didn't major in music. But it was, I found that when I was rehearsing with bands in Boston at Berklee School of Music, all the kids that were in school for music, we would have these rehearsals, and everybody had an opinion, you know, of how the music should go. And at first I was kind of like, not so sure about my opinion about the music or what I thought was good. And then I began to voice my opinion, and pretty soon nobody could shut me up. Now I'm like that. I'm more like that. Nobody could shut me up. They wish they could shut me up now. But my little musical opinion, because I have a view of what I think is good music. I have a vision. You know, I've developed that. And maybe, you know, I'm not sure if I had it all along, but that was something I remember very specifically saying, you know, I think it should go like this. And when we did it, it worked out real well. And I was thinking, that's okay, that worked.
Well, I have a phone call for you. Let me bring this caller on. Area code 909. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. This is Andre, your neighbor from around the corner, Lynn, listening to you.
How are you, Andre?
I'm doing fine, Lynn. How are you doing?
Good. I didn't see you walking today.
No, Dina and Andre were walking around the corner, but I was calling in on the show because, you know, listening to the show on the radio, you know, it's a little time delay on it, but just calling in, you know, listening to Lynn. You know, Lynn is one of the premier singers around, and I don't understand why, you know, your name isn't bigger in lights, because what we have out here today in music, as you know, Lynn, as well as I do, it's these cats, they can't sing without Pro Tools, okay? And they're really not singing. Auto-tune and Pro Tools. And you are a true, pure singer.
Well, thank you, Andre. I'll pay you for that tomorrow when I see you.
I'm just telling the truth, though, really and truthfully, you know, because I listen to, you know, I'm constantly listening to music all the time and stuff, but, and just listening to your voice is so smooth, and it's real, you know, whereas I don't know what's going on today in the music. I can't even put a pinpoint on it, but here,
you know,
for you,
I think you have, like any other generation, I think you have good and not so good singers. I think there was a time when the business was different, where you had more variety and more people that would could express their individuality. But now we're more in the cookie cutter thing where everybody has to kind of sound alike. But you have good singers. There are good singers out there. You know, I think it's kind of a bad thing that we don't get exposed to a lot of good singers. I think the business part, the marketing has probably hurt the music industry much more than we know.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about youth and looks, you know, how you look. It's not if you can sing. Oh, we can make you sing if you look cute, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Now you're going to get me started.
See, and you know, and while he's on, I want to also say that, Lynn, that is so true because, you know, a singer like yourself, you're not put in a specific category. You know, is now, I won't even say it's neo-soul or R&B. It's like, now we just need to call it the over 35 mark. You know, because, like, I guess Bonus Sexy would be too much of a category, but I would say over 35 market, because now that's what it appears to be. Real singers now have to market themselves to the over 35 crowd now.
Well,
you know,
my record label is Midlife Records. So I agree with you. Like, for me, I want to embrace midlife because statistics are showing people are living a lot longer than we used to. And there's a market for, you know, over 35. Maybe some under 35 may enjoy it. You never know. But, you know, real music, it's hard for me to say real music because I think I was listening to Usher today. And Usher is dead. Usher can really, really sing. They make some of the music he makes I may not really relate to, but there are good singers. There's good talent out there, young and old. But the problem with the old is that they don't get a chance to express it. People don't appreciate it as much as I think we should.
Yeah.
Like if you look at Sarah Vaughan, she didn't become great until she got older, to me.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to early Sarah Vaughan, and her voice, her style wasn't defined yet. And I can almost tell how old she was at different recordings. I say, oh, no, that's an early one, because her sound became her sound as she matured. It's like they say, like fine wine. You just kind of, if you take care of your whatever you do, then it gets better.
Uh-huh. Well, Andre, thank you for the call.
Thank you, sure. Andre.
Okay, dear. I'll see you.
And be sure to get your money, too, Andre.
Get your money.
All right,
thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay,
bye. All right, area code 314, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, Jazz Queen and Michael and Lynn.
Hi.
Lynn probably knows who this is, but I want to briefly give a synopsis of who she is and what she represents to me. She is my absolute favorite person, singing-wise, and she's a really good friend. But I want to tell you all how we all know that music really touches people. I was working, well, I'll start this way, in the mid-90s. I bought a brand new car, and I had a friend that is a DJ here in St. Louis. His name is Stephen Byes, and my boyfriend and Steve worked together. And I couldn't find this tape. You know, you didn't have CDs back then. There was either record that would kind of records. See, you're not supposed to say my name. I'm trying to give people a history. But you know how you have. You get your new car, and I had a sunroof, and it was red with tinted windows. And I told Ron, I said, ask Steve to get me a copy of Your Love. I need that because my tape broke off in my car because I played it so much. It was a tape by Lindsay, and I love Your Love. So fast forward to my time as different celebrities with the job that I was doing when I lived on the East Coast, I got this beautiful job with Jazz Cruises. And this particular year, everybody that I absolutely loved was on this cruise, including Lynn. Mm-hmm. But I saw starstruck. I met a lot of celebrities, people, Oscar winners, Grammy winners. But this particular cruise, I was too much of a fan, and I was like, I don't want to meet anybody, even though I knew my job would entail that I would have to. And so one of my coworkers, we were on the ship, and we were in the room where they sell the CDs, and my back was to the door, and I was talking to this lady. And you know how they have all the CDs. You've got Gerald Albright, and you've got George Duke, all the people that people know. Of course, they're going to try to flock to their music. So I told this lady, I said, you have to get this CD right here. And I was going on about how she and her ex-husband had this group named Lindsay, and she sounds like an angel and all of this. And, I went through breakups and all of this stuff. And lo and behold, here she walks in behind me. I'm still talking, telling this lady how great her voice was. And when I turned around, Ruthie was like, Dion, I want you to meet Lynn. And my heart literally fell to the floor.
Dang.
And so
that was very weird for me, Dion, I have to say.
It was just really strange that you would be talking to about somebody and they not know that you're speaking of them, and then for them to walk behind you and hear this and not say a word. And I'm still going on. I'm like, you have to get this CD, girl, such and such and such. And she's become a very good friend, a wonderful talent. I'm so glad.
I love her daughter. Her daughter's my sweetheart.
She's asleep. I tried to get her. She didn't understand that the radio show was later. She thought it was, I told her a different time, and she fell asleep. But I'm so glad that shows like Talking Smooth Jazz is a platform for people that have been singing for years or playing with people for years. And, you know, now that this is another platform for them to shine, for everyone to know how wonderful and how music changes people's spirits. It can nurse you back to health, because this new CD is phenomenal. But her first CD that she did, I played it every time I went in the hospital last year, and she will never know how much that meant to me.
Oh, I appreciate that. That is beautiful. Dude, I just need to have all my friends call and talk about me. Y'all make me feel good.
I have another call from area code 314 holding as well.
So, St. Louis.
St. Louis
is in the house.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, Dion. That was sweet. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Dion. Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
There? Oh, I guess she hung up. Thank you, Dion. Okay,
hello.
Let's bring in the other caller. Area code 314-307. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this is Dr. Pam in St. Louis. And yes, St. Louis is in the house. This is our girl, Lynn Piedmont.
Love you
guys. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Pam.
Oh, thank you so much. Let me tell you something. This is, like Dion says, I can't even tell you how many CDs I have purchased and repurchased, not because of anything other than I've either played them so much. I literally, to this day, I have Your Love, Lady and Flo in my car and in my home. And I went from taking them back and forth and back and forth. That's an issue. Forget that. Let me get one for the house. I got two for the house, two for the car. You know, I play other stuff every so often. But, I mean, like Dion, I mean, I echo Dion as far as everything that she said. And it really is something, because as long as we've been listening to Lynn, and, you know, she's from here, so we've been listening to her for many, many years. But it is so refreshing to hear, number one, a voice that is not a hollering at you and screaming at you. As Dion says, mm-hmm. She really has a nice, sweet tone to her voice. And that's very soothing. I mean, that's just something that almost sticks out no matter, you know, what you're doing. But mm-hmm. when you get into the deep, deep details of it, when you listen to the words and, like, something like you say, You Are Love, that is such a simple something that we can all relate to. I know it's not an age thing. It's not anything. And just the really, really good music that just really makes it something, you know, that as many times I've listened to it and heard it over and over. I never grow tired. It's not an age thing. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, this one's CD was first, this one was second. Everything is just that way, and I'm really glad. This is my first time coming on to Blog Talk Radio, man. I started trying to log on about 8 o'clock to make sure I was doing this right, so I appreciate the technology and for you even having this format for many of us who are out here looking for music like Lynn has been presenting to us. And I'm hoping
Terry
that...
Terry and Michael, I'm going to be broke by the end of this show. I don't know what.
She has given us years. And, you know, and I'm loving it. I really appreciate the fact that you have this talking for, you know, form. And now there's so many things out that are bringing it to us. I mean, quite frankly, I turn on the radio every so often, but I honestly, I just play CDs back to back, or, you know, that way I can play what I would like to hear. And Lynn Piedmont is one of my favorite, all-time favorites, hands down, across the board. And
well,
I listen to it over
you.
And over and over.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you, Dr. Pam. That's so nice. Thank you.
Dr. Pam.
Oh, my God. I'm loving it. And I'm going to tell you real quick, I will have to ask Lynn, too, to ask, to tell one thing, like she was mentioning about midlife, and because, like you said, I was listening to you saying you did your research as far as, you know, different things that people that Lynn has played with. Dion mentioned quite a few, and even on this CD with George Duke and Freddie Washington. I mean, you know, when did, you know, tell everybody how you went from singing in the background to deciding to come up front and starting your own record label, because, I mean, that's a testament to a lot that has required quite a lot of hard work, you know, as many of us have seen. And, you know, for someone who's done as much as you have, like I agree with the first caller, the guy that called your neighbor, you know, I'm saying that you need to be on the Grammys. I'm not understanding why.
I hope to be on the Grammys. I want a Grammy. If you are a member of NARIS, vote for me, because I did submit this CD, Lady, my new CD, for Grammy, several Grammy categories. You know, you never know. I think I don't have a big machine behind me. But I'm just hopeful. I believe in miracles. You know, I believe
wow.
in miracles. I believe that if the right people hear it or get a hold to it, you know,
right.
it may make some noise. I'm thinking about what I'm going to wear to the Grammys when I receive.
There you go.
I keep asking my co-producer, Andrew Ford, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear to the Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna say?
But
you know, honestly, I think that's how my career took off in this direction without me even realizing it. I think I always kind of, after I believed it, I just believed it and forgot it. Like they say, you should do put it in your vision and just let it go and take root. That's kind of how this all happened, from a little girl from Richmond Heights who was playing hopscotch and whatever, to traveling all over the world with grapes and hopefully, you know, even
wow.
do it on my own in the coming years, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. I would, you know, would you share with the listeners how you became to come from the background and step into the forefront? That would be a story that, you know, yeah, I would love to hear that.
Okay. Wait a minute. If you wouldn't mind, Lynn, holding off, I have another caller, and I want to get to a song.
Okay.
So let me say thank you to Dr. Pam for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Pam.
All right. Thank you very much.
I will still be listening. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 323, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, and thank you for holding.
Yes, good evening. I had to call in from Leimert Park and say hello to the exquisite Lynn Piedmont. How you doing, darling?
Fine.
What's your name?
My name is Robert G.
Oh! If you don't know about Robert G, you got to find out about Robert G. His record is fantastic. He has a great record.
But we're here to talk about you tonight, lady.
We need
to celebrate you, and I've been listening the whole time, and I'm just glad that I'm home this evening, and I caught your post, and glad to be sitting here. This is an exquisite CD.
I have to say exquisite
because it's classy, it's elegant. It is a perfect CD from top to bottom.
Well, coming from you,
I have come into this relationship with this wonderful artist, funny lady, great sense of humor. She's beautiful. And, you know, I heard the first caller kind of sort of beefing about the music business. And you know what? The thing that's so awesome about the business now is that it has changed in that we are able to do it for ourselves. So we've been empowered by the situation has empowered us. And I'm
that
so proud
is so
of her
true.
On what she got to do.
That's right.
Well, Robert, I have to say shout out to you. Robert and I met on the MTV Award. What was it, Robert? MTV Award?
Yeah, MTV Movie Awards, yeah.
Movie Awards. And we were singing background, and it was not the most musical choice, but we met a lot of nice singers, you know, and that was the first time we kind of were around each other. He handed me a CD as we left, and I just took it and didn't play it right away. You know, I just didn't play. You know how when people give you a CD, you may or may not get to it right away. So one day I just looked at it and I said, I think I'll put on the CD. I fell in love with it. It became like a staple. We would listen to it. And we still listen to it. And so I just want to give you a shout out. All my love. Right?
Thank
that's the
you.
Title.
Thank you. Yes.
All my love by Robert G. I don't want to say it wrong, but. You have a great album, too.
Thank you. That's why I had to big up you and give you a call tonight to let you know and let the world know Lynn Fidmon is in the house. You have done
hey.
That, and I sincerely pray that you get that Grammy nod because and the real deal is it's as good and better than anything that's out there right now. So it's about the power of the people. You know, people need to raise voices. Don't beef. Go buy a CD. Buy a download. You know, put your money where your mouth is because that's where the power is. The power is in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers. So everybody that's listening, don't beef about midlife, where we are, and this and that and the other thing. Go to iTunes and CD Baby and all the spots and pick up these CDs of these brilliant independent artists that are courageously putting it out there for you. Go
burn
her up. Amazing. She is amazing.
Well,
thank you so much. Yeah. I feel so. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I mean, when this is over, I think my face is going to hurt.
Well, we got all the calls and everything, but we want to get some music for everybody so everybody can take a listen to some music. So we're going to continue with the conversation after Terry plays the track and everything. So, Terry, let's start with something. What you got on cue?
Robert, thank you very much for your call, and if you'd like to continue to hold, I will just put you on mute. How about that?
Oh, yes. I'll hold.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Ms. Lynn, the first song is All the Way, so tell me about this one.
Well, when I chose the songs to consider for the record, most of them are Billie Holiday remakes or things that she made famous. I went through her catalog and listened to 30 seconds each. Of each song. Some of the songs I knew, some of them I didn't. This is one I didn't know. But when I heard it, I fell in love with it. I just played the first 30 seconds and I said, does this make me feel anything? Yes. So I went through, that's how I chose all the songs on the record except for the original. And this one spoke especially to me because I'm a romantic at heart and I believe in love and, this is All the Way.
Okay, and I want to let you know that Victor Fields is in the chat room, and he says hello.
Hi, Victor Fields. I love Victor Fields, too. All these artists, independent artists. Victor's one of the first independent artists that I knew about. He and Gary Taylor were doing it long before we tried to get into this independent music thing. So I have to give him a hand for that.
All right, is All the Way. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Gerald Albright is on this, is featured on this. Gerald Albright, and he's the special guest of this, on this.
Okay. Okay. All right, this is All the Way.
Thank you.
right. That was All the Way from Lynn Fitmont's current CD called Lady. And I'm going to let you get to the story about how you came from behind and started your record label, but I have one more call for you.
Yeah.
Area code 623, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry and Lynn. This is Lori Gardner.
Hello, Miss Lori.
Hi. I just wanted to say the first time I ever saw Lynn was on one of the Smooth Jazz cruises a few years back, and I was just amazed. I just said, oh, my gosh, she sounds so fantastic. And then I would see her on award shows. I go, oh, that's Lynn. That's Lynn.
Yep.
And, of course, on Sunday, we're at brunch for my god sister's 50th birthday, and she walks in the door, and I'm like, it's like Barbara Streisand walked in. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Lynn.
They let me join their party, too. I had a good time. That was
fun. I was so happy you joined it. I was, like, so excited, I really. And, you know, I'm just amazed at your singing. You are just wonderful.
Well,
and
thank
you. And I
just
have to say thank you. Thanks for joining us. That was just, like, wonderful.
We had a ball. I had the prize of the evening, of the afternoon, which was my super fan. My fan, you know,
that's right. I was going to say, remember the fan?
Christian made a fan for me. We have a little running joke. Midlife Records are one of our items for, what do you call that? You know, when you kind of merchandise, our merchandising is a fan. Because in midlife, I don't know if you know this yet, Terry, but you need a fan.
I have been there since 2003.
What? You need a fan.
That fan was just on the whole table.
I have a super fan. My boyfriend made me a fan with the cover of Lady on it. It's a promo prototype that we're working on. You know, just a fun little gag on just making light of things, you know, things that people consider a negative thing. We're talking about the music industry, growing older in the music industry. Some people
mm-hmm.
don't want you to perform with them if you're over 35.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a real thing. But I refuse. At that table, Lori, at your table, we had women that were 50-plus looking
yes.
great.
They sure do.
Looking
absolutely.
Everybody was hot, though. Everybody
everybody needed that fan. That fan
we needed
that passed around with Lynn's picture from Lady.
It was pretty fun, though.
But it was
pretty
beautiful.
Fun, but thanks.
I just wanted
well,
to
thanks.
Tell you how I agree. You're a really wonderful singer, and I really was so excited when you walked in. I was just like, oh, my gosh. And everybody
yeah.
was talking and acting foolish, and I was just quiet, just getting into the vibe, you know.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
well,
that.
Thank you. I just wanted to let you know that, and you guys have a great evening.
Thank you, Lori, and welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Miss Lynn, let's listen. Let's hear the story about how you came from behind as a background singer and started your record label.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I have not stopped singing background. I still, I just did Phil Collins' new record, and he's going to do a Motown tour. You know, I'd love to be a part of that. I'm a working person. Like Whoopi Goldberg says, I take work. I work because I need to pay my bills. But
mm-hmm.
singing as a solo artist and songwriting and all that, I was always doing that. I was always kind of messing around with writing songs. I think I wrote my first song probably 25 or more years ago. And so it was never a question of could I do it, because some people can't sing background and can sing lead great. Some people can't sing lead but can do pretty well as a background singer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, for me, I didn't have that division. I always kind of could do both in a certain way. I had my own kind of sound, which is challenging, too, because it's a softer voice. If you're not ready to listen to a softer voice, then you're really not interested in listening to me as a lead vocalist. But I sang background with a group of singers, and then when I began to be, I began to just have a desire to put my own song, record my own song. So that's kind of how it happened. Sort of like my professional career, I didn't decide one day I'm going to be a lead singer. But the record companies didn't necessarily, they wanted a lot of Beyoncé's, but not a lot of Lynn Fidmont.
Mm-hmm.
So hence I said, yeah, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But like Robert said, the music, the good thing about the music industry right now is that we can now do things on our own. There were a few people along the way that are kind of one way or another encouraged me to move forward into my own career, my own voice. I was part of the duo Lindsay with my ex-husband Wayne Lindsay. We had Perfect Love, the CD out. And, you know, that marriage has dissolved and we've gone our separate ways. We have, each have musical careers that are continuing to thrive. And, but as a solo person, I had to learn how to work Pro Tools. And I'm finally practicing the piano. All those years I didn't practice, I practice every day now, so I'm getting better at that. It's just a matter of the natural evolution of growth for me, becoming a solo artist, seems like a natural thing because I'm not getting the young calls I used to get. You know, when I look around, people calling me Auntie Lynn. I'm like, wait a minute. I told one of my little singer friends, he was started calling me Auntie Lynn. I was like, wait a minute. Don't call me Auntie Lynn on the job. You can call me Auntie Lynn when you call me, but don't do it on the job because, it's like racism, it's ageism in the music industry. You want to keep getting your calls. Fortunately, for me, I've kept working. A lot of the people I know are now doing other jobs. Great singers, fabulous singers like Lynn Davis and some other singers that I grew up admiring. She's, you know, not an old person, but she's not singing as much as she used to because people call the teenage, the 12-year-old.
Mm.
And so sometimes, you know, that 12-year-old is a great singer. And, you know, there are many good singers, but the thing that they miss, in my opinion, is the knowledge, the work ethic, the blending, the things that come with experience. They miss out on that because they didn't get an opportunity to be around it. So,
okay.
I mean, back to being, you know, I don't know if I said enough about becoming a solo artist. I chose Midlife Records because I think it's important for us as a society to value everybody. And everybody includes people in nursing homes. Everybody includes black people, white people, young people, old people, different religions. All that, you know, we need to get with valuing people that are not the youngest, prettiest, hottest thing happening right now.
Mm, okay. I have another phone call for you.
Okay.
Let's take this call. Area code 323-932. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there. I am so happy to be here. Hi, Lynn, honey. It's Catherine.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I
love
you, too. I'm so enjoying your show, and everything you are saying is just so timely. But the one thing I wanted to emphasize, Lynn, is that with the kind of music that you are producing and recording, you know, it has a timelessness, and it has things that are really outside of the box in so far as how the structure is that you're talking about. And thank God everything is really changing now on behalf of
right.
artists like yourself and those of us who are really
and like you. Catherine is a composer. She's one of the few women that do scores for movies and musicals, and she's kind of got broken a lot of barriers with all that you have, Catherine, broken a lot of barriers with all that you're doing. and you're in the middle of your CD now. I know how that is. It's like, oh God, please let it be, hurry up and be finished. But
it is like the process. But you know, it all happens in the time it's supposed to happen. And I'm just learning more and more to be focused, but also to get out of the way. And I so appreciate Lynn, you have been such an incredible friend and such a gifted artist, and I've enjoyed the whole journey of just watching you flourish. It's inspired me.
Yeah, we've been together for a while, huh?
Long time, yeah, a long time. And I wanted to call in and congratulate you. I love your new video, your single, and your tenacity.
Ooh,
and
I want to thank
this wonderful station for giving you the props and providing an outlet for all of us. Because that's really the time it is. A lot of these structures are changing. It's now becoming much more accessible for artists and for the public. And people are really listening to everything. They really are. And because I talk to people younger than myself, older than myself, and people are, you know, there's an audience for the music that we're doing, Lynn. There's a huge audience, as you know.
And I don't believe that just like over 35, like Andre was saying, over 35. But I don't think so. I think it's not hip hop. But every young person doesn't like hip hop. So I don't know. I think there's a place for it.
In a lot
of age groups. And you're playing at Catalina's. What are you playing, Catalina's?
I am. Well, you're so sweet. I will be at Catalina's on October 7th. That's Catalina's in Los Angeles over on Sunset. I'll have Daryl Jones on bass and Will Calhoun on drums.
Ooh, I know Will.
Tom Reese's. Yeah, Tom Reese's.
And Daryl.
I know. They're all my homies from back in the day when I lived in New York, and we still have an incredible friendship, and I'm so blessed to have them, and Tom Regis, and my friend Niels is going to sit in. It's going to be a lot of fun. You got to come in and sit in, too, Miss Lynn Fidmore. Miss Lynn Fidmore.
Catherine, are you in the chat room?
What, darling?
Are you in the chat room?
I am not in the chat room.
Okay, I was going to have you post your information in the chat room.
Get on the chat room.
Okay.
Get in the chat room,
Catherine. I will get on the chat room. I don't want to hog your airtime here. I just wanted to come in and tell you congratulations. I'm so proud of you. And thank this incredible station for promoting the individual artist. And we need you. We appreciate you. And, you know, God bless, Lynn. Keep being you and keep thriving. Okay, hon?
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much. Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
yeah, I want to get some more music.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was saying, you know, it's difficult as a producer. You know, I co-produced this record and the last record. As a female, it's hard, too. So we kind of have a double negative when it comes to being accepted in the music business. It's difficult sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to get to some more music, and I want to play track number 10, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Wayman's Groove. Tell us about this one.
Well, Wayman's Groove comes from the fact that when we started on it, it sounded like something Wayman would play. And I went on the Smooth Jazz Cruise. I went on Wayman's last Smooth Jazz Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so sweet to me, and He had agreed to play on this song because we said, this sounds like Wayman and Kirk Whalum, both of them. I wonder if we could get both of them on there. And Wayman unfortunately passed before he was able to do it, and by the time he got really sick, it was just like, oh, you know, I knew it wasn't going to happen, so we dedicated a portion of, you know, the last part that really, like, he would play on, that he had agreed to play on, we dedicated that to him. And then Kirk Whalum is also featured on the saxophone, who I adore. And so That's
okay.
My mother, this is my mother's favorite. I don't know if she's listening tonight, but she's going to be happy that you picked that one and say that she has an ear for number, you know, for the hit.
Oh, okay. All right, this is Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Wayman's Groove.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Wayman's Groove. That is from Lynn Fidmont's Lady CD. And I would just, let me take a call. We have a call holding here. Let me just take this call. Area code 562, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Lynn Fidmont. This is Aaron T. Chan. I just wanted to tell you how beautiful this record is. How are you, love?
Thank you so much. Very well, very well. How are you?
I am blessed to listen to you and to listen to this music. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, we're in a moment where we need you. We need this music. And, I'm coming from a place as an independent artist, too. And so when I feel this good energy happening, it gives me the kind of hope that I think we need right now in music. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And, keep hope alive, as they say. It's so important. I was just listening to somebody say it's not important always about how your music makes you feel. It's about how it makes others feel and what it does for other people. You may not even be aware of that I'm not aware of encouraging people, but I hope that that is the case.
Well, you know, when you do good work, you know, I think that that's kind of a byproduct. I guess as a writer, you know, you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the side effect is that you got good energy happening. And I just want to say thank you for it. I'm not going to tie up too much more time on the line, but I just wanted to say hey to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Aaron T. Aaron Todd. And Lynn knows me as T.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Well, thank you so much.
Another fabulous artist. I got all the good people calling. Really talented people calling. That's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Bye-bye now. Good night.
Thank you for calling. Good night.
And, you know, Lynn, that's what we need is for everybody to, you know, support one another and come together, because that's the only way that this thing is going to change for some good music to really get out here, you know?
It's so true. I mean, it's a funny thing. It's not time for crabs in a barrel kind of mentality. We really have to push each other. You know, there's no room, there's no time for that. It's just not time for that. So, I agree.
I want to read something that Lynn wrote about the CD. And we haven't really talked much about the CD, but I do want to get into that. But Lynn wrote, "This CD is not an attempt to copy Billie Holiday. It is, however, an attempt to introduce a new day and bridge the gap between past and the future and usher Miss Billie Holiday into the 21st century." So why Billie Holiday?
I found a lot of similarities. I mean, I don't have the life she had, but her voice was different. My voice is kind of different. It's not your typical big voice that can go and blow a room away. You have to really listen to me to appreciate me, I think. And I feel the same way about Billie Holiday. We have the same kind of sensibilities. Musically, when I listen to some of the old recordings of her in rehearsal, she's using different language than I use, but I feel I understand her on a deeper level than just appreciating her voice. I understood how she dealt with her musicians. I understood how she loved music more than, the fame of it. Because the fame part is kind of like not the most beautiful part about it. The expression is the best part. But I just kind of related to her. I played her in a play called Dark Legends in Blood where I was Billie Holiday. It was a funny play, but it kind of acquainted me with some more of her history than what I knew from just on the surface history. And I began to feel for her. I have a real compassion for anybody who doesn't have, she didn't have a great start, and she didn't have a great end, but she produced some great things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason, you know, I felt like she was one that I was familiar with already. And I loved a lot of her music, and I felt like I could bring something new to it. Some
okay.
people I don't sing. I don't sing anything by Chaka Khan, ever. You will, I can almost promise you, you'll never hear me sing a Chaka Khan song, because I cannot bring anything new to it.
Okay.
Chaka's just bad. You know, she's just like that kind of voice. I don't know. I can't say never, because I've been toying with the idea of trying something. But I'd have to really, really, really change it to make it
mm-hmm.
my own and make it, you know, I don't know too many people that can touch Chaka Khan. I'm not claiming to be one of them. So, but Billie Holiday has a voice that's kind of like I could take it and make it mine. I could relate to it more. My voice is more like hers in the subtleties. You know.
Okay.
Dr. Khan just has power. I don't have that,
yeah.
So I kinda like stay away from that. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to some more music then.
Okay.
The next song is God Bless the Child. This is a classic.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Enrique Pendoza and Andrew Ford and Billy Kilson, one of my favorite drummers from back in the Berkeley days. He's playing with Chris Botti now. But he and Mike Baker were the two drummers on the CD stuff. Two of my favorite drummers.
Okay. All right. God Bless the Child.
Mm-hmm.
right. God bless the child. Miss Fidmont, you have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes. Now, we're a little past an hour, so I don't want to keep you any longer because I know you're with your daughter. And so let us know where you're going to be. And I see that you're going to be in Blues Alley in D.C. in December.
Yes, I'm going to be there December 3rd. I'm going to be at Jazz in the Grass. I'm going to appear with some of the artists that are there already. Marcus Miller, I believe, Patrice Rushen, all my idols. So George Duke, I don't know if George is going to be there, but he's one of my idols. And I wanted to give a shout-out to Kevin Whalum, who I don't know if you're familiar with Kevin. Kevin is Kirk's brother.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And we did a duet called Rye, and we're still looking for a chance to do that live somewhere. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do that sometime in Nashville, sometime real soon. And Christian F., my boyfriend, who is he acts as my manager. he manages a lot of stuff for me, but I just wanted to say hi and thank you for everything you're doing. And, let's see, I think that's all that I can say about where I'm going to be right now. The rest is it's unofficial. So I can't really give the dates yet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, none for me.
All right. Well, Miss Lynn, then we are going to let you go so you can spend some time with your daughter. We just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Have a good night.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Lynn Fidmont, what a beautiful voice she has.
Yeah.
And the name of her CD is called Lady. You can pick it up on her website, Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Fidmont, F as in Frank, I-D-D-M-O-N-T.com. I had a million other questions to ask her, but before she came on the air, she told me that she was taking her daughter to soccer practice, so that's where they are now, I believe. So I didn't want to hold her any longer, but, man, what an awesome voice she has. Just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I want to thank those that called in, Andre, Dion, Dr. Pam, Robert G., Lori, Catherine, and Aaron. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your stories about Ms. Fidmont. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
For those of you in the chat room, thank you all for hanging out, especially those on the East Coast. I always say that when we have an evening show because it's like 3-hour difference on the East Coast, and it's what, after 11 o'clock there now? So thank you so much for you East Coast TSJ chatters for hanging out with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, anything to add?
Well, just that we have another evening show coming up this Thursday. Like I said, that's going to be a good one too, you know. Like I said, that's going to be another artist that's over 35 market type artist. But, you know, Will Downing, hey, Will's the man. So Will's the man. So, you know, but like Lynn said, you know, it's, the business has become kind of cookie cutter and the lack of singing ability nowadays. And I guess like the one part said, they just look for who can sing. And that, you know, I mean, look for who looks good. You know, but
mm-hmm.
the singers like Lynn, Will, you know, and like the Robert and all the other singers that called in tonight, you know, that's real, real musicianship right there. That's, you know, people that can actually sing. And we need to get back to that. And I'm glad that all those people called because, like I said, we have to show support, you know, and like I said, we have to come together if we're going to try to bring back some real music, you know, to the forefront. So, like I said, I really enjoyed tonight's show. And I look forward to Thursday night with Will Downing.
So do I. His new CD is called Lust, Love, and Lies, an audio novel. And I'm so excited. I'm very excited to have him back on. This is the second time we are interviewing Will, so I'm very excited to have him back on. I'm going to play another song from the CD, and then I will let you East Coasters go. Not that I can, you know, keep you here, but I'm going to play the title track on the CD. This is called Lady. is beautiful. That is the title track to the CD, Lady. Very nice, very nice. Wow. All right. Well, as Mike said, on Thursday we are talking to Will Downing. And then on Saturday, I'll let you know who's coming up Saturday. We are talking to saxophonist Jack Perbilski on Saturday the 18th. And Sunday we have a two-hour show, flutist Randy Mueller and saxophonist Rodney Taylor will be on Sunday. And then on Monday, September 20th, we have guitarist Unam on the show. So we have some great artists coming up for you next few days.
Some great independent artists.
For sure.
Yeah,
for
sure. Rodney Taylor CD, you guys have. I like Rodney Taylor's CD. He's a saxophone player. He has a cover of Bobby Brown's My Prerogative. It was different,
my
but
gosh.
I liked it.
That is a bad. I love that cover he does. Really nice. Yes, My Prerogative. Mm-hmm. Does a great job on that. Mike, before I let you go, I just want to give you my heartfelt condolences to the.
You know what? Don't even go there. Don't even go there. You know what? It's time for this.
For your loss
to
the Cowboys last night.
That's right. My Cowboys, no, we didn't lose. We got robbed, okay? And if you don't think we got robbed, then we'd just be ourselves. So that's what happened there. So I'm sorry, I don't even want to talk about it no more. The game's over. Like I said, you know, I'm in D.C. and, you know, Cowboys fans in D.C., we hate the Redskins. So, hey, we got one more coming up against them in December. So we're looking back.
Oh, my gosh. In December, you have to wait until December for that one. Okay. Well, hopefully they will win. Hopefully they will win. You know, I don't follow sports, but I do support you in your football every once in a while. And, you know, I hate that your team is lost because, look, my daughter is a diehard football Cowboys fan, my sister. And, you know, all of y'all start cussing at the TV and yelling at the TV and stuff when a play goes wrong and all of that. So I understand. All right, I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. Again, thanks to Lynn Fidmont for giving us the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you so much. And again, to all of the callers, Andre, Dion, Dr. Pam, Robert G., Lori, Catherine, and Aaron, thank you again so much for calling. Victor Fields, thank you for hanging out with us in the chat room. Appreciate it. Mr. Al Winters, Lori, One Voice, Ronnie Smith, Cheryl, and all of the guests, thank you so much for tuning into the show this evening. The next song I'm going to play is called Fine and Mellow. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Connells.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
If you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. You treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. But you're so mean to me, I know you're gonna drive me away.
Yeah, could you turn it up a little bit?